Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 4. Week 48. Christ coming with reward and punishment. A lamp shining in a dark place. And Christ appearing privately to his overcomers as the morning star. Wednesday related verses. 2 Peter 1:16. Through 19. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we became eyewitnesses of that one's majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, a voice such as this being borne to him by the magnificent glory. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. And this voice we heard being born out of heaven while we were with him in the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Romans 13:12. The night is far advanced, and the day has drawn near. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the weapons of light. Matthew 24:27. For just as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will slay by the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the manifestation of his coming. Malachi 4:2. But unto you who fear my name will the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you will go forth and leap about like well-fed calves. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Related reading. Both the apostles' witness and the prophetic word in the scriptures are the shining of the truth. This shining is part of the divine provision, the provision God has made by his power, so that his elect children may be able to stay away from heresy and apostasy. In 2 Peter 1:19, after speaking of his personal experience of the Lord's glory in his transfiguration in verses 17 and 18, Peter goes on to use the word of the prophets to confirm his testimony and strengthen it. Peter indicates that the believers do well to give heed to the prophetic word. This means that they were studying the Old Testament prophecies and giving heed to them. Peter likened the word of prophecy in the scripture to a lamp shining in a dark place. This indicates that this age is a dark place in the dark night, and that all the people of this world are moving and acting in darkness. It also indicates that the prophetic word of the scripture, as the shining lamp to the believers, conveys spiritual light that shines in their darkness, not merely knowledge in letters for mental apprehension, guiding them to enter into a bright day, even to pass through the dark night, until the day of the Lord's appearing dawns. Before the Lord as the sunlight appears, we need this word as light to shine over our footsteps. Peter says that we do well to give heed to the prophetic word until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. This also is a metaphor illustrating a coming time that will be full of light, as a bright day dawning, and with the morning star rising before its dawning in the hearts of the believers who are illuminated and enlightened by giving heed to the shining word of the prophecy of Scripture. The believers do well to give heed to this matter, so that the prophetic word, as a lamp, may shine through the darkness of apostasy until such a day dawns upon them. This will cause and encourage them to earnestly seek the Lord's presence and be watchful, so that they will not miss the Lord in the secret part of his parousia, when he will come as a thief. Hence, this metaphor must allude to the coming age, the age of the kingdom, as a day that will dawn at the appearing, the coming of the Lord, as the Son of Righteousness, whose light will shine to break through the gloom of the dark night of this age. Preceding this, in the darkest hour of the night, the Lord will appear as the morning star to those who are watchful and looking for his dear appearing. They have been enlightened by the shining of the prophetic word, which is able to lead them to the dawning day. The time that is very close to the Lord's appearing may be likened to early morning, at which time the Lord will be the morning star to his watchful believers. Although all of this is true, Peter is saying something even more. Actually, in 2 Peter 1:19, Peter covers two matters at the same time. He is saying that the entire world is a dark place, and that this present age is a dark night. If we did not have the prophecies of the Bible, we also would be in darkness, for we would not have a lamp. But the prophetic word is our lamp, shining in the darkness. As we give heed to this prophetic word, we receive the shining of the light. Eventually, this light will shine until a spiritual day dawns within us and a morning star rises in our hearts. Therefore, Peter first is speaking of a spiritual day, a day that dawns within us. He also speaks of a future day, the day of the Lord's coming back.